Rabbi, our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayle, Shnav Refuah Shleima Bekorev, V'soy Shal Chayle Yisrael. So, I went to an engagement yesterday, and I'm invited to a siyum on Wednesday. So the question is, in the 9 days, is it okay to make an engagement? Is it okay to make a siyum? So it's a very interesting deal here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Uvesudas mitzvah, that when it comes to a sudas mitzvah, kagoin, milo, if there is a bris milo, upidyon aben, or upidyon aben, v'siyum masechta, and somebody who finishes off a masechta, a siyum, yeah, usudas erusin, and a suda of erusin, and we'll discuss this soon, a suda of betrothal, then, oichlim boso, v'shoisim yayin, all the people who attend the Suda can eat meat and can drink wine during the 9 days. So, question is, the all the Mephoshim asked the Kasha, what does it mean by Su'udas Erusin? So, yeah, we know that in Halacha, there's one level that doesn't exist, which is called engagement. Yeah, what we call an engagement, when it's Poshet Avot, where they simply promise to marry each other, and one drinks a l'chaim, you make a reception, and that sort of thing. That's called engagement. I don't even know whether or not we have a Hebrew word for it. Erusin is hariat mekudeshesli, and then she becomes an arusa. And nesuin is nowadays it's sheva brachos. Traditionally, it was when the kala came to the home of the choson of al kolponim. Nesuin is the second stage of marriage. So sudas erusin is actually the suda that takes place after a chuppah, after what we call a chuppah. Yeah, after half the chuppah, if you like. If you were to do a hariat mekudeshesli in front of Tuedim and then make a suda, then that would be a suda seirusin. And bisman chazal, and earlier than that, they were two separate events. Erusin and nisuin were two separate events, and they were separated by, it could be many months, could be a year.
Engagement is not
what we call engagement. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says, what we call engagement, where you just make a vot, yeah, Yossi Roth made a vot yesterday, yeah, the Chosn and Kala promised to get married to each other, and you give a l'chaim, and you give mine targimo, piece of cake, something like that, yeah, go in and say mazel tov on l'chaim, that, says the Magen Avraham, is not erusin, and that is mutter during the 9 days. So therefore I went last night, and we taka, piece of cake, and a l'chaim, and a mazel tov, to Yossi Roth, to Sugar White. Okay. That's sort of serious. So what does the Ramah mean when he says that we're allowed to eat wine, to eat meat and drink wine by a mila, a pidyon aben, siyum masechta, usudas erusin? Yeah? What do you mean sudas erusin? Sudas erusin. So some would say that he actually meant what we call engagements, and he doesn't mean that. But sudas erusin in Chazal usually means the suda that takes place after erusin, and when she's mamash she's mamash leishes ish.
When did this format stop? How long ago did people stop following?
We do erusin and nisuin under the chuppah together. Right, Chazal, I don't know exactly when it was, right? But there was a gap, there used to be a gap behind. And then what happened was that because of the various golosin that we've been going through, and the terrible tsoros that people had, yeah, therefore people were driven out of their homes, and men were conscripted, and people were killed, etc., etc. And there were a number of agunas around. There were women who'd lost. They became aruso, and then they made no connection ever again with their husband. A woman like that was an aguna for the rest of her life. Right, so therefore Chazal said we can't take a risk in Golus. We can't take a risk. Exactly when, I'd have to look it up for you. I don't know. Anyway, all I wanted to say to you was, simply because we time is out. When it says siyum masechta usudas erusin, some people want to say that it says siyum masechta, and there was an abbreviation after that which said vov samach aleph. Yeah, vov samach dot aleph. And vov samach aleph, they understood as suda serusin. But we said suda serusin is not mutter during the 9 days. So they say what the original intention was that the Ramah had written siyum masechta usforim acherim. Now the vov samach aleph meant usforim acherim, that if you finish other things other than learning a complete masechta, then you can make a siyum, and that will be later discussed tomorrow. How much do you have to learn in order to make a siyum?
Started at the Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, Gimel of 28th of July. Rabbi Avrom Aaron Troy Shlita. What we have to do to hear the Shofar Shel Mashiach. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Kalmi Adler, the third Summer Sabbath Mitzvah of Shimi. Neri Yoah is permitted to bless last Shabbat. He rots and shoots her over, skin of Rav Nachas, Mimen Makal Yotze, Cholatahem, the Schus Hashwim Vahalim, Amil Homo, Shaksu of Otem, the Shalom Bim Heiro.
Amen. We are now in the period of the 3 weeks. We're now in the period of the 9 days. We say every day in davening, Salach Lonu Avinu. Why? Ki Keir Melech Moichu V'Saleach Oto. Why should the Rebbeinish be Moichel HaAveiris? Because the Rebbeinish is the one, the king, who is Moichel HaAveiris. Refoeinu. We ask Rebbeinish Loilem Refua for Choylim. Why? Because the Rebbeinish Loilem is the doctor. Ki Keir Melech Roif Nehmo V'Rachman Oto. Baruch Aleinu, Panosa. Why? How do we finish the bracha? Ki keil toiv meitu oto mevorach hashonim. The Rebbein Shloilem is the mefanes. It licks in the Rebbein Shloilem's hand that we should have a shefa of Panosa. So all the brachas of Shemin Esra, when we ask bakoshes, we always finish the bracha before we say Baruch Ato Hashem, and we say Rebbeinu Shloilam, you're the one who's Moichel HaAveiris, you're the doctor, you're the Mefanes. One bracha we start, and we say, Esemach David Meheiros Asmiach. Rebbeinu Shloilam, 1,949 years in Golus. Rebbeinu Shloilam, Semach David Meheiros Asmiach. Bring us Mashiach. So I would say, we should finish, why? Because the Rabbi Nishlim is the one who's going to bring Mashiach. And only the Rabbi Nishlim can bring Mashiach. How do we finish the bracha? Esemach David Meiros Asmiach, why? Ki lishu oscho kivinu kol hayoyim. Because for your Yeshua we're waiting. Semach David, it depends on us. We don't finish the bracha Semach David because Rebbeinu Shloilam, you're the one who's going to bring Mashiach. Es Semach David Meheiros Asmiach, Vekanoi Torum Bishuosecho. Why? Because we're waiting. Klisho Oscho Kevinu. We're waiting for Mashiach. In day to day life, one of the Chiyuvim Eid has is to wait for Mashiach. I may ask, is somebody prepared to lend me £1,000? £1,000? A person will lend me £1,000. The first thing that, if I want to borrow £1,000 is, when will I pay it back? I'll pay it back in a month, 2 months, 3 months. You know what when I'll pay it back? The day Mashiach comes! Is anybody prepared to lend me the £1,000? Ask anybody today, where are you going some holidays? Where I'm going? The emuna in Bias Mashiach, which is one of the first questions we're going to ask a person, is Sipisa li Yeshua. Did you wait for Mashiach? Kilishu oscho kivinu kol hayoyim. The Beis Halevi was offered the Rabbonus in the town of Brisk. When the Beis Halevi was a Rav in a small town, and the Beis Halevi said, he's not interested. He's a Rav in a small town. He has plenty of time to learn. He can write tshuvas. He doesn't get disturbed. He doesn't need Brisk. So they told him, Rabbi Yosheber, 20,000 people are waiting for you in Brisk. The Beis Halevi heard this. He put on his hat and his coat, and he went straight away to the car, to the Pferd and Wagen that was waiting outside his house, and he went to Brisk. The Chofetz Chaim, when he heard this story, he said, if Mashiach would have 20,000 people waiting for him, but a ongeton, his hat and his rekel, and he would come. Kilishu oscho kivinu kol hayoyim. What's the idea of the 3 weeks? What's the idea of the 9 days? Tisha B'Av. The idea is, we've got to remember, wait for Mashiach. Kilishu oscho kivinu kol hayoyim. Shlo HaKadosh says, when a person in davening says, Kiddushu Oscha Kivinu Kol HaYoyim, he has to remember, Sipis of Yeshua. How are we going to wait for Mashiach? What should we do to wait for Mashiach? I want to give today a way, this is the Geboit of Chazal, how to wait for Mashiach. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings down in Parshas Tesava, brings down the Gula Asida Gekuman. The Gula Asida is going to come in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not interested, that's the Loshon of Rechaim HaKadosh. Moshe is not interested, Oyselezen HaFolk, to bring Mashiach to a people who are Batlomim in HaTorah. That's the Loshon of Rechaim HaKadosh. I must say, today, 6:22, I walked into a Beis Medrash. There was over a million Yidden learning of Akol, the Chavrusas, Gevaldik. I told them, it's Gevaldik. I don't see this. 6:22 in the morning. This brings Mashiach. The Gemara says, "Sholu l'neviim nedorim pe'alef, sholu l'neviim on the chachomim." Why did the Chorban come about? So the Gemara, Peledik Gemara, you know why the Chorban came about? Not avodah zarah, not gil arayis, not shlichus domim, not sinas chinam. You know what the Gemara says? Why the Chorban came about? Shelo yborchu b'toyre etchila. Manish gezokin b'echus ha-toyre. What's this mean? You don't say b'echus ha-toyre. That's why the Chorban came. What's you're making a brocha? Who doesn't make b'echus ha-toyre? So the Ran explains, and B'yeser says to the other Mefarshim, what is b'echus ha-toyre? V'harevnu Hashem elekeinu esnivrei sarosko b'finu. B'echus ha-toyre is, a person has to learn toyre, not because it's a mitzvah, only it's a mitzvah. You've got to learn Torah. There is nothing, geshmaka, than learning the Rabbeinu Shlomo Torah. Sosom Eichalim Rasecho Kamoitzi Sholol Rav. They learned Torah in this man of Churban, but they didn't enjoy it. They didn't see a necessity to say this brocha. V'harev no Hashem elekeinu es nivrei sarosko b'finu. If you don't have the enjoyment of Torah, then there's no way to be detected from the Yetzirah. So the Ran, this can bring avodah zarah, gil arayis, and shvichas domim. If that's what brought the Chorban, if we want binyan hamikdash, then what do we need to do? We need to stress and enjoy our learning Torah. It's interesting, in Avar Abba every day, where we ask the Rabbeinu Shloilom, the same believe Beinu Bino Lehovin, you ask the Rabbeinu Shema, I should understand Torah, I should be a Shoyme Torah Mitzvahs, Lishmoy Velasis Ulekayim. How do we finish this Brocha? When we finish this Brocha, we talk about the Soylichenu Mehero Koimimias Laat Seinu. Why does it come together? Yes! Because if this Bino Lehovin Lilmud Ulelamet, Lishma Velasos, if we learn the Rabbein Shem's Torah, then we have this Chus, as Moshe Rabbeinu Bevel Oisleis Dafolk, who's Loisik B'Torah, we learn Torah, we enjoy Torah, we're Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, we'll have this Chus, the Soylicheinu Meheiro Kovimir Sa'at Seinu. There's a a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Ovel is chayev b'chol mitzvahs v'amuris v'teira. A Ovel is chayev in alle mitzvahs v'shteit in the Teira. Chutz mena tefillin. A Ovel is not chayev to put on tefillin. A Ovel means, this means, the first day of Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura of Hames, even after the Levaya, when you come home, so then you've got to do all mitzvahs, tefillin you don't put on. Tefillin you don't put on the first day of the Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKvura, you don't put on tefillin. Does that Gemara? Frek the Ritva, Akasha, why does it say Uli Chutz mena tefillin? Limud HaTorah also not mechuyev. So it should have said, Chutz mena tefillin, Uchutz mi limud HaTorah. Answers the Ritva, it could say chutz mina atfilin, but it doesn't mean only tfilin. Tfilin and limud atfilin. Ad kan the Ritva. I never understood this Ritva. A oval is not chayv in limud atfilin. A vada oval is chayv in limud atfilin. A oval can't learn what he wants. He has to learn what we learn Tishabov. What Tishabov you don't need to learn? Tishabov you got to learn. No, you can't learn your dafayomi, you can't learn your omadayomi, you can't learn your whatever you want. You can only learn Hilchas Tishabov, or the ears, or the things that upset a person. But Avada you should learn. Steht in Ritva, und the Kliokas says it in the Pasuk in Todas. Yikru Yemei Evel Ovi, and Yaakov Avinu won't be able to learn, and then I'll be able to kill him. Why? Because Kolzman, a person learns, he can't be killed. Torah is megin heat up a mensch, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, David HaMelech. Kolzman, he was learning, the Malachimovas couldn't take away his life from him. So the Malachimovas had to make a shtickle, and David HaMelech stopped learning. Kolzman, you learned, so Esav HaRoshe knew. Kolzman Yaakov learns, I will not be able to kill him. Yikru Yemei Evel Ovi, and Yaakov will be an ovel, and he won't be able to learn, and I'll kill him. I don't understand. Fake the Kliyoka. An ovel can't learn, an ovel can learn. You can learn Eev, you can learn Echsavelis, you can learn the Midrashim on the Churban, you can learn Lemudim that make a person upset. About that you can learn. State do imposuk, so the Kliyoka. And that's Pshat in the Ritva. Torah without enjoyment, Torah without simcha, is not limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is not only when you enjoy what you're learning. When a person hears, goes to a shia, learns a gemara, and he sees how gewaldig this gemara is. My Zayda, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Zechroina Levrocha, many people used to come to him for Eitzes, for Brochas. Many, many people were Zoicha to Yeshua's from him. Once, he was in the middle of learning, and somebody came in, and my Zayda told him, If it's mamish bekuch nefesh, I'll have to talk to you now. But I'm in the middle of £1 million business. Maybe you can wait till 8 o'clock when I finish my business deal, and then I'll talk to you. My Zayda was learning. How did he look at this learning? This chavrusa, his learning when he was learning, I'm gaining $1 million. Do any of you here today realize how special you are? That you begin your day with Torah. You begin your day with Torah. You know, how much is the worth of such a shia? I say a minimum, $1 million. You know what Torah is? The biggest geschmack and anoa a person can have is from Torah. So the Ritva, Tisha B'Av, there is no mitzvah of limud haTorah. A oval has no mitzvah of limud haTorah. Why? Because he can't enjoy the learning. If he can't enjoy the learning, there's no mitzvah of limud haTorah.
Yikru Yimei Evel Avi. Esau Rosh also knew this. And Yikru Yimei Evel Avi. So then Yaakov can't learn. Besimcha. Ibezoi Behargas Esau Ochi. There's a Gemara. A gewaltige Gemara. Before I say over this Gemara, I'm going to say over Erechaim HaKodesh. There's an Erechaim HaKodesh. With Erechaim HaKodesh, sometimes when he talks about Torah, you see how attached and what limud HaTorah meant to him. There's an Erechaim HaKodesh in Parshas Kisavoy. Besomachto b'chol hatoiv. Zot Erechaim HaKodesh. Besomachto b'chol hatoiv. Im hoye b'nei odom margishim. If people would feel the mesikas v'areves toiv ha-toira. How sweet, how geshmak toira is. Hoye mishtakim. We would become crazy over a word of toira. Now listen to these next few words that the Rechaim HaKadosh says. Imagine you'll take this mismedrash, we'll empty it from all the tables, all the chairs. Baruch Hashem, this mismedrash has an extension. It's grown since the last time I was here. We'll take out all the tables and all the chairs and we'll fill it with diamonds, checks. I don't know, the biggest amount currency here in England is £50, I think. Ich bin Antwerpener. In Antwerpen, the biggest currency is 500 euro. 500 euro is like £500. So imagine, you'll fill this with Besmedish with £50 notes. £50 notes. The Besmedish is Ladik, and we're going to fill it with £50 notes. How many £50 will go into this room? I've got no idea. I've got no idea. 10 million? 20 million? I've no idea. How many £50 will go in this Besmedish? Zogdo Rechaim HaKodesh. V'lo Yechoshev Be'ineyem. Not one Besmedish. Mole Oilam Kesev Zov. I'll fill the world with Kesev and Zov. It won't be anything, the Mu'uma. Keneged, the Mesikas of Torah. Ke HaTorah Kerleles Kol HaTorah Shemoyna. Torah is Kol and everything. There is nothing, nothing that can compare to the Simcha of Simchas HaTorah. Haloshna V'Rechaim HaKodesh. So the Rechaim HaKodesh asks a wonderful kasha. This is the Rechaim HaKodesh in Veschanan, Kapitel Vov Chofei. And I'll tell you over the kasha with a moshel that I heard from the Rachman Slivka Rebbe Zechroinu Livrocha from Yerushalayim. Rachman Slivka Rebbe Zechroinu Livrocha from Yerushalayim was a very, very special person. He told me once that when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, like this year Erev Pesach was Shabbos, I went to him after Pesach and he told me he enjoys so much Erev Pesach Shabbos. Why? What's so special with Erev Pesach Shabbos? I always thought, because you can come to the Seder, you can sleep many hours Shabbos afternoon, so when you come to the Seder, Motzei Shabbos is an Oiskerit. That's what I thought. You're rested. He told me, it's such a gewaltige Sache as our Shabbos. I finished Shabbos Shudas, 9 o'clock in the morning, in Eretz Yisrael, Sotzman Achid is early. I finished Shabbos Shudas, 9 o'clock in the morning. Mincha is 7 o'clock. I have 10 hours to learn Shabbos by day on Ahefsik. This was the type of person he was. He so much enjoyed learning. When can you learn Shabbos by day? 10 hours without interruption. And that's why he enjoyed Erev Pesach Chol Shabbos. So that he said over a kasha from Erechaim HaKodesh, but he gave a moshel to it. Imagine somebody works in the palace. You work in the palace. When you work in the palace, you don't get paid per week, per month. You get paid per hour. Is given somebody, Yitzchak, worked in the palace, and he was paid per hour, £1,000. And he worked hard. And Romans. He was gewaltig. The king was happy with him. Whatever he wanted him to do, he did. And he did it properly, quickly, on time. It was gewaltig. He worked there for many, many years. He made a gewalt of money. After working there 5-10 years, the king told him, "You know what? I'm so happy with you. I want to give you a present." "What present do I want to give you?" "I'll let you go for 1 hour. You can go into my safe and you can take out of it what you want. You can go to the safe where there is, you can imagine what the safe of the king looks like, and you can take there whatever you want." And he went into the safe of the king. He took out what he wanted. Dazayna Badas, to know what to take. Yeah? If you take too much, then he might lose his job. He knew what to take. And he took and he enjoyed the hour, this hour of going into the safe. I want to ask you, at the end of the week, when he has to write down the hours he worked in the palace, he's going to add on this hour? This hour he's also going to add on, he wants to be faithful? Everyone understands. This hour, he didn't work. He went into the safe and he took out what he wanted. He's not going to add on this hour. We understand. Freda Rechaim HaKodesh. There's no thing geschmacker and better for a person in this world than learning Torah. Why is the Rabbi Hashem give us schar for limud haTorah? Talmud Torah connects kulam. The schar of limud haTorah, there's nothing that can comparison to the schar of limud haTorah. Why? The schus that we have to learn Torah. You know, you look at that guy in the street. He's such a rachmonis. What's he got in life? An empty life. What's he got? Our life. We have Torah. Hours and hours a person can sit and learn. Enjoy life. Rabbi Yishev gives a scha. Why do you get scha? Ulecho Hashem chosed ki atas ha-shalem le'ish kemaseyu. If you're paying a person kemaseyu, why does David HaMelech say this is chesed? You know why? Because Rabbi Yishev doesn't need to give a scha. It's so enjoyable. It's so geschmack. It's so nice. And beloy oilam keser zov lemuume kenegen nesikas v'areves atoire. It's a chesed of the Rabbi Yishev leilam. So Rechaim HaKodesh says, you know why you get scha? For all the times that it's difficult to come and learn. There are many times that it's difficult to keep your kriyas itim l'toira. Sometimes you're busy, you don't feel well, you're tired. The Ms. Fayukt in Stub with your wife, with your children, with your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And then you keep your kriyas itim l'toira. Even when it's difficult. And even when you're tired. On that you'll get the scha. As I said, the Rechaim HaKodesh, we don't realize what this mitzvah of limud haTorah is. There is a Gemara, a gewaldige, gewaldige Gemara. You know, Rabbi Eliashiv, I came into somebody's house here in London and I saw a picture hanging in the dining room of Rabbi Eliashiv with a white kaftan. A white kaftan. He's sitting with a white kaftan and he's learning. So I asked him, what's this picture? So he says, look at the picture. So I looked at the picture, and behind this picture there's a clock. And on this clock it says 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. So I said, what's this picture? So I'll tell you what this picture is. Rabbi Eliashiv was 100 years old. Ich gebe a broch anybody here today. Mazal zoiche sein unzukommen to 100 years. I saw Rabbi Eliashiv by 100 years. He was unbelievable. He said a shia. A person of 100 years old was saying a shia. And he answered with a ganze knack. He told him it was a good kasha, it wasn't a good kasha. He argued with him. Rabbi Eliashiv, by 100 years, was frisch and young. He fasted Yom Kippur by 100 years. Motzi Yom Kippur, he came home, he made Avdolah. And he had a suda, he had some flesh. So Rabbi Eliashiv said, he hadn't learned much today. Yom Kippur, how much do you learn Yom Kippur? Before he goes to sleep, he wants to learn. And I said, Gesetz learn. And then the Emichel came to Rabbi Eliashiv and he asked him, Zayde, du willst da kava? You want a coffee? Coffee? I just ate a fleishkes suda. What do you mean just? Look at the clock. 6 hours he was sitting and learning from 9 to 3, and he didn't even realize he fasted the whole day. A person 100 years old, and he just wanted to learn something before he went to sleep. He learned 6 hours, and he didn't even realize. He thought half an hour ago, am I suda after Motzi Yom Kippur? That's this picture. So the angel took this picture. 3 o'clock, a white kaftan, that's what the Yishlaim Yidin wear Yom Kippur, they don't wear kittel, they wear a white kaftan, and 3 o'clock, he'd learned 6 hours on a oifer, Motzi Yom Kippur, after fasting the whole day, and he thought it was half an hour. His enjoyment to learn. G'doy li Yisroel, and I believe everyone has the potential to be a godly Yisroel, can enjoy Torah so much. When we'll enjoy Torah, we'll learn Torah every day, even when it's difficult. Fridays, Sundays. This will bring B'yas Mashiach. You know what's going to bring Mashiach? This year. Every day. This will bring Mashiach. Tisha B'av, the Rebbeinu is going to ask, where's the Shia? Where's the Shia? We'll tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mashiach's not here, there's no Shia today. This Shia brings Mashiach. Every chizik a person does in Limud HaTorah brings Mashiach. I want to say over a Gemara. There's a Gemara that Rabbi Akiva and Pappas by Yehuda were both together in prison. And they were both together in prison and they were both going to get killed. We say in the Kinnas Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Akiva got killed al Kiddush Hashem. He was one of the Asara Ruga Malchus. What did Rabbi Akiva do that the Goyim killed him? They made the Gezeira that you're not allowed to learn Torah. In Rabbi Akiva, what learned Torah? He was Makil Killis Barabim. He made, start the day the Torah way, a big Shia, big advertisements, thousands, tens of thousands of people came to the Shia. And the Goyim caught him, and they went to kill him. And that's how Rabbi Akiva was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, with Asara Ruga Malchus. Before the Rishoyim killed him, they put him in prison. At the same time, Pappas Bei Yehuda was also in prison. And Pappas Bei Yehuda, when Rabbi Akiva said this Shia Barabim, he told him, why are you doing this? The Goyim are going to kill you. So Rabbi Akiva said, this is our life. Without Torah, a Yid late nisht. So I can't give this up. When they were both in prison, So Pappas Bei Yehuda told Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecho Rabbi Akiva, Shenetfasta al Divrei Torah. You're going to be killed because of Limud HaTorah. Oy loy le Pappas, vay su Pappas. So the Loshna Gemara is, Shenitves al Dvorim Betelim. I'm in prison for Dvorim Betelim. So when we learn this Gemara in Brochus, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, we think that Pappas Bei Yehuda was in prison for tax, or the Shmugarai, Dvorim Betelim. The Gemara says Dvorim Betelim. That's what we would think. Comes the Gaon, Rav Baruch Be'er brings this down, B'Shem the Gaon, in Nakdoma to Birch Shmuel. Zot the Gaon, there's a Rashi in two Eta in Shas, in Tanis and in Bava Basra, Tanis Chesel and Beis, Bava Basra and Yehudam and Beis. And the Gemara says, why was Pappas Bei Yehuda in prison? Because the Kaiser's daughter was found killed. Who did it? If the Kaiser's daughter was found killed, who did it? Of course, the Eden. So the Kaiser said, Eden, if you don't give me over the Eid who killed my daughter, I'm going to kill all the Eden. I don't know how many thousands of Eden lived then under the influence of the Kaiser. 100,000, 200,000. And Pappas Bei Yehuda and his brother came along and they said, we killed the daughter. So Pappas Bei Yehuda was in prison. Why? To save Klal Yisrael from being killed under the Kaiser. And he said that he killed the daughter of the Kaiser. Freit the Gaon. Oiloi le Pappas Shnetfasta Dvorim Betelim. That's called Dvorim Betelim. Can we imagine the schar on Pappas Bei Yehuda today that it's gelost hagelin to save Klal Yisrael? Believe me, we today wouldn't be here if not for Pappas Bei Yehuda. Our zaytas would have been killed. We would not be here today. Who do we have to be thankful for? To Pappas Bei Yehuda. When our things of the Gemara, oiloi le Pappas, shenetfast al Dvorim Betelim. You know what the Gaon says? Pappas Bei Yehuda zitz tainz, ne'er gevorim ha'kiddush Hashem, ein lo'i ro'os lo'i se'gevaldik. Abe Klappe Teile. It's devouring the Teile. There's nothing that can compare to the Scha of Limud HaTeile. In Klappe Limud HaTeile, Papus Neirig Al Kiddush Hashem is devouring the Teile. Rabboisai, let's bring Mashiach. It's a Kiddush Mashiach that didn't come today. Look at the Teile there is. In the Yad Sachreitis today, look at the Torah's land. Let's add on. Let's learn more and more. Let's learn every day, Friday, Sunday, Shabbos. Let's bring the Mashiach. And this year, Tishma v'nishabich v'erin le'sosin u'le'simcha b'mheira b'yomeinu omein. I don't have overtime, so. Oh.